We're in Yov, what's called the 10th chapter, Pasuk Tet Zayin. And Yov had said that he's come to the conclusion that it makes no difference whether a person lives a life of righteousness or sin, because he said, had I been sinful, so what? So things would be bad. Well, now I was righteous and things are bad. And he says, at the end of the day, it can't be there's a difference, because even if I did sin and I needed punishment, by now I should be clean. I've suffered enough. And we said that from Eov's perspective, in this regard, Eov is right. The suffering he's having is not to cleanse him of sin. That we know from the onset of the book. So Eov's attitude, he's saying, this cannot be to cleanse me of sin. On that point, he's right. His conclusion, where he's saying, so it must be God isn't watching over what's happening here, that's an incorrect conclusion. But his premise, his introduction, he's saying, you know, I this cannot be to cleanse me of sin. On that point, he's right. Pasuk Tet Zayin. Eov says, V'yige kashachal tetzudeini v'tashov titpalabi. Eov says, and it seems like I'm an annoyance to you, God, for if only you'd destroy me. You'd hunt me down like a lion. A lion in Hebrew has many names. Shachal, Ari, Aryeh, Ariel, Gur. The lion has 10 different names in Lashon HaKodesh. So Shachal is one of the names of the lion. So Eov says, and if only it would be so bad that I'd be hunted like a lion and destroyed. When you hunt a lion, you catch him, it's over. But no, it's not that way. By you, God, you hunt me time and again, and day after day, you make it worse. It's not over. And that's Eov's claim from the beginning. If I had to die, let me die. But to have day after day of suffering, bitashov, and then you return, titpalabi, and you make new wondrous afflictions to hurt me, that Eov says, I wish it weren't that way. I wish I'd be finished. I wish it would be over. Eov says, it's amazing in my mind that I'm still alive. One of the wondersome things that's happening here is that you're afflicting me so much and keeping me alive. And we know that Eov on this point is correct as well. The Gemara says that the Satan worked harder than Eov. The Satan, so to speak, suffered more than Eov, because to afflict the body so much and keep it alive, the Gemara says, was a difficult task for the Satan. So Eov's right in his thinking, you know, I should be dead with so much suffering. He's right. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Tichadesh Eidecha Negdi V'terev Ka'ascha Imadi Chalifot V'tzava. This is one of the psukim that the commentaries have a difficult time explaining what exactly Eov means here. The simple understanding is, Techadesh Eidecha, you renew new testimony against me, as though every day there's a new case against me, there's new reason to hurt me. Techadesh Eidecha Negdi, you renew your testimony against me. V'terev, like harbe, V'terev ka'ascha imadi, and so your anger swells against me. Chalifot v'tzava imi, and this is here. One shot is chalifot, is like it changes. There's a new form of affliction time after time. V'tzava imi, and they stay with me a set time. It's not like they're quick to pass. They, a set time. So we had earlier, Halo Tzava Le'enosh, and so that's in Hebrew, Tzava is also a set time. The commentaries discuss, why do we call an army Tzava? Does it stem from Tzvot HaShemayim, that they set the times? Yeah, so there's different discussion of that. Which one is the main sense of the word? Which one is the borrowed term? But yeah, it's Halot Tzava Le'enosh, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, Halot Tzava Le'enosh Al Yaretz. So the word Tzava, over there the Malbim goes into how the word Tzava, you have Be'ur HaMilot, and how Tzava means a set time. Yeah, so he says it's the same concept, just like you have a set army that has set jobs and everyone's in its set place, so too, when we speak about a person's life, we speak about set times in his life. And so tzava is something that's really set. So that's how they explain it, means a set time. So Eov says, you renew the afflictions, and then it's as though you're renewing testimony against me, and then your anger swells against me, and then there's a new form of affliction, and these afflictions aren't quick to pass, but vitzamayimi, they have a set time that they're with me. Velama merechem hotzeitani egva ve'ayin lo tireini. So Eov returns to his original claim, and he says, if you're going to punish me like this, so why'd you let me be born alive? Wouldn't it have been better if I'd be a stillborn? Let me die in my mother's womb. No one had to see me. I could have been buried right away. Ve'ayin lo tireini. No eye would have seen me. So what? Ka'asher lo hayiti eyeh mibetin lakever uval. Then it would be as though I never was. They take me straight from my mother's stomach to the grave. And then it would be like I was never created. If I had to be born, let me be born dead. Halo me'at yamai v'chadal. Veshit mimeni ve'avliga me'at. And Eov says, you know, I have few days. How long is my life? How long can be left to my life? So Eov says, Halo me'at yamai. There are a few days left. It cannot be that you're afflicting me like Eliphaz claimed, like the claim was said earlier, it'll get better. There isn't that much time left for it to get better. So therefore, Eov says, do me a favor, let go of me. Halo me'at yamai, my days are few, v'chadal, and therefore hold back these afflictions, hold them back, v'shit mimeni, and place them far from me, place them distant from me, v'avliga me'at, and let me strengthen myself a little bit, let me catch my breath. B'terem eilech v'lo hashuv. Before I die and then I go and I'm not coming back, I know I'm going to the land of darkness, the grave, it's over. And we said this is part of Eov's mistake, that Eov says there's nothing. Whatever happens in this world, that's what there is to life. And the second Eov views life as a closed set, that's it. It's what we see, and after that it's over. So then Eov has many, many questions. We said that's part of the answer to Eov's questions. Eretz Eifata kemo ofel salmavet velo sedarim vatofa kemo ofel. Eov says, when I'll be buried, I'll be put down under. I'm going to go to that land where it's just darkness. That's what he called Salmavet, the shadow of death. Over there are no Sedarim. There are no constellations. There's no zodiac. Nothing's going to affect me. Once I'm buried, it's over. I don't have to worry about my mazel. Vatofa kimo ofel. And over there, the light, the shining that, you know, in this world you have places where shining light, you have the sunrise, you have the morning. Over there, no. Even Vatofa, even the places where there's so to speak, shining light, even there, Kemo Ofel, it'll be darkness. So Eov saying, that's it, I'm heading for the grave anyways. It's almost over, so let go of me. Stop the afflictions. I'm only a footstep away from the grave as it is. How much time do I have left to live? At least let me live out that time in peace. Okay, so Eov has answered Bildad HaShuchi. And Eov says, you claim that God is watching over and God decides when he'll do things bad. Like he began his speech, he said, if your children sin, so God did bad to them. And if righteous people have it bad, it's just make it better. So Yov says that can't be. Look around. Can't be. You're telling me that the wicked have it bad because they die suddenly. I wish I'd die suddenly. That would be better. And if you're telling me that things will get better, there's no time for it to get better. And how come the person like me, Yov says, the afflictions change from time to time and it just gets worse? Can't be. I'm God's creation and God created me with such exactness and such an effort, so to speak. God invested in making me the way I am. How could it be that God is purposely destroying me like this? That can't be. If God is really listening, I'd have a thing to say him, but there's no one here to call the shots between us. But I have what to say. Look at the investment you made in creating me. Could it be that you're afflicting me like this? Why? Like renewed testimony, like time and again, there's affliction. If God's really watching over what's happening here, let him have killed me at the moment I was born. Can't be that God's watching over what's happening here, and this is the price I'm paying. And that's Eov's conclusion, that's Eov's answer to Bildad.